please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, everybody. Indeed, welcome to your bonus episode for the month of June of the year of 2025. We assume you're hearing this. We're recording it on Friday, 2 days after Friday. Good save, Jim. 3 days after Friday. I may not know how weeks or calendars work. Look, it's all a blur since the pandemic. I jokingly said with Justin Wilbert about my memory, and because the pandemic had did that where it kind of mushed our brains a little bit. But I still do like the person that uses that as the excuse of when they make a mistake. Ah, the pandemic. It's like, no, you made a mistake. It's okay. People misspeak. It happens from time to time. It certainly happens on this program on a regular basis. But we're in here on a Monday, the 23rd. We just kicked the magician out of here. Right. Let's go. You know, pack up put the cards back in the sleeve, whatever the thing's called. Box. And make. How are you, Elliot? I mean this sincerely. How did you not go into magic?
I've got the facial hair for it.
You've also got the personality for it.
Yeah. You know what it really is? Is that I don't like practicing things. I mean, I'm not alone in this in the world. But like I do a lot of things that if I were more of a practicer, I could have been better at piano. I could have been better at acting and all these things, and I didn't really do it. Magic is all about practice.
100%.
Yeah. You can't do the things with... And I'm not that dexterous with my hands. When I draw, I kind of draw with my whole arm.
Don't say dexter with Karen in the room.
Oh, sorry. So it just never... It never really appealed in that way.
All right. That's fair. I mean, you do... you rehearse your... You don't rehearse improv, but You go with your group,
or
you've got your toaster brains, or whatever.
Toaster brains, yes.
You guys practice,
sure.
So you like it in a group setting. It's by yourself in the room.
I'm not going to do it,
dude. That is exactly why I never learned to play guitar. It's because if I somehow could learn with the other guys at once, and then the band happens, but it's like, okay, you take your lesson, then you go to your room and you learn guitar. I'm there, ding ding. Nope. I'd rather watch. Listen, I could never do it.
And the funny thing is, like, when I was in high school, computers weren't as advanced as they are now. If you wanted to make, like, a font for something, you had to program every single little block in the letters. I did that for the closing titles for the musical. We had a video of that, and I did the titles for that. That I would do. But as far as, like, repetition.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, because there's something creative about that as opposed to just, like... repeating the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, like scales is an example.
Right.
And so
I'm with you. I think I'm probably the same way. Like I don't enjoy just robotically going over the same thing over and over. But
that's how you get better at it.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to stand up, I mean, you are especially when you're starting, you're basically doing it. Just you're doing the same act.
Yeah.
To get better. But you're also getting feedback, and you're with other people. You're not doing it alone in a mirror over and over and over, because then it'd be like by the fourth time you're doing it in front of a mirror, you're like, what am I doing here? Like, I don't know where the laughs are. I think I know where the laughs are. Mm. No, you're just insane.
Yeah.
all you young aspiring comedians out there, you still have to do that. You have to at one point at least run your set, you know, in a mirror or, you know, alone.
Well, I heard that's what Deborah Vance is going to do because she's not allowed on television for 18 months.
Oh, boy. She's like Conan O'Brien was allowed on television.
I know. Very familiar. Very familiar. Reminded me of something.
So it's like, I guess you finished Hacks then based on that. You would finish it in real time, though, right?
No, I think I didn't realize there was one left. And then we finally went back and watched it. Because didn't it kind of seem like... when she leaves the studio and then Tony Golden puts his hands on the hood and he's like, I own you.
Yeah.
That could have been the end of the season too. And then there's one more episode.
There is one more after that?
Yeah.
Did we see that one? I wonder if we saw that one.
She goes
to Indonesia. Or no, not Indonesia, to Malaysia?
Oh, wait. One of those.
Wait, what?
Maybe I missed an episode.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was the end of the series, this season.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, you agreed with me. It's like it did feel like it was over, and then there was one more.
We did not see that one.
Well, we'll go check it out.
There's some really funny stuff to it.
Interesting. Because I thought the Tony Goldwyn thing,
yeah,
that episode and the one before that, I thought were the best two episodes of the season. Mm-hmm. I thought they were phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then so it was like, yeah, that close it up, mm-hmm. and we'll see you next season.
No. Interesting. I guess I have something to look forward to now.
There you go.
Yeah, me too. We finally watched the four seasons.
Okay.
We watched them all in one day.
Yeah. Sure.
I wanted to throw my television out the window for the first two episodes.
Okay.
I hated it with a passion. I hated watching millionaires play millionaires, mm-hmm. and the writing, and nobody picks up a prescription in a small fucking town. You bring it with you. You know, it was only happened so somebody could overhear. So it was so annoyingly written. And then it becomes fucking great.
Yeah.
And it's really great. But then here's what I don't need at the end. Good news, there will be a season two.
How?
We yeah. got it.
It was basically a movie, just a very long one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
it just doesn't need to keep going.
The reveal at the end of that, and I won't say the reveal.
Yeah.
If it's going to be about that, don't give a shit.
Right.
Mm. Don't give a
shit.
No,
that is the last thing I want to watch a show about.
Nope.
A spoiler alert is coming. Skip ahead if you don't want this spoiled.
Because it just has nothing to do with the...
lose Carell. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
spoiler. Well, I hear he doesn't want to do season two.
actually, we don't... Even though we know what happened, we don't know that he doesn't end up somehow in like a flashback.
You think it's in any of the Cruiser situation?
Maybe. No, not that. I mean, a lot of shows, like, what was I watch? Oh, The Last of Us, the season two... follows the video game. This is a spoiler as well. We lose a main character early in the season, but then there are flashbacks.
I see what you're saying. Oh, good point.
Let's go back and I'm going to say this now, but I'm going to edit it out and put it 30 seconds prior to what we're saying now. A spoiler alert is coming. Skip ahead if you don't want this spoiled.
Boom. Wow, no. Do I have to do that now too?
Yeah, we both have to do it.
Fuck me.
Because that sucks. Like that show's pretty new. And not The Last of Us. That's been out for a while, but
yeah.
And also, I don't know.
Didn't four seasons come out before Last of Us?
No, I mean Last of Us, the video game was
for years.
So like, it's like people should, if you didn't care for the last 7 years, then I don't know why you care now. But
and we're back. I don't know when we're back.
Matt, you're gonna have to.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna not cut that out. I'm gonna duplicate it and put it ahead
smart.
Of it, so people will hear that twice.
Oh, they'll hear it twice. That'll be fun. You do the same thing.
Yeah, sure.
With your fun, put a puppet in there.
Whatever. I haven't done a puppet in a while.
Yeah, well, maybe this is the time for puppet.
Time for puppet?
Yeah, it's puppet time. Puppet
since
time.
We're talking show stuff, because, you know, this is a good time to catch up on what people are watching, maybe.
Sure.
I think I told you guys last week we started watching Stick.
Yeah. Sure.
I have never turned against a show harder and faster.
Oh, wow.
Dude, we turned on an episode one.
Then do not go. Do not continue then.
Danielle and Oliver, I think we're out minute three, and I was out by the fifth time. The kid did the fucking one note of I don't want to play golf. I don't want. Oh, here's the guy I don't want to play. Mark Maron's terrific.
That's the thing. He's so good in it. I mean, he's Mark Maron's always good, but he's the only thing that's keeping me.
Danielle pointed out, like, even the great Owen Wilson is missing some of his. Wonderful Owen Wilsonisms.
It feels simultaneously like the ultimate Owen Wilson role and performance, and yet at the same time completely hollow, because it's almost like a caricature of what an Owen Wilson role is.
Agreed.
You know, like they went too far. They're like, oh, this is gonna be so, like, let's really amp up the Owen Wilson of it, and I'm like, no, just keep it. But dude, it just get like, I was on board the first, it wasn't good, but I was like, look, I like Tin Cup. I like whatever. Like, I like any sport thing. I'll watch a guy. I like sports ball. Anything where it's like, oh, you're going to see a guy compete and struggle and then triumph. Like, I'm a sucker for a very basic formula like that. So initially I was like, oh, this isn't maybe as good as I thought it was going to be. But I was like, I'll hang in there just to see this kid dominate the amateur tour. That'd be fun.
Yes.
First of all, it takes them three episodes to get on the fucking road already.
Let's go.
Why are we? The whole premise is they're on the road. Why is it taking so long?
We know they're on the road. They've got the Winnebago,
right?
Because they gave us the exposition about the Winnebago and the pilots.
Exactly.
The pilot was so full of exposition, which is why when Danielle and Oliver said they were up, I was like, well, it's the pilot. They kind of got to give us all that info. At the same time, it was all the info was so ham-handedly written.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The thing is, I wanted it to be, and I know you have problems with the show, but for me, it was like, it just had to be Ted Lasso with golf. Like, that's what I wanted. They missed that by a mile. They're not even on the fucking green or the fairway. I don't know what the terms are. They're not even in the rough. They're on the fucking golf, the cart path.
All right.
Gonna die?
The lake.
I just realized we've
sand trap.
We've spoken on a previous episode about how I don't care about sports, and I stand by that. But I actually do like sports television programs and movies. Like The Natural, great movie.
Yes.
Ted Lasso, love.
Yeah.
Right?
You should check the show out.
Or you'll love it.
Tin Cup. I like Tin Cup.
Tin Cup's fun.
Yeah.
A friend of mine and I would, anytime you started doing something and there was no point to it and you're actually making things worse instead of better, we would just say we're tin cupping it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do like those movies.
I have said on this show a million times, there's nothing I hate in the world more than boxing. Mm. But you've got a boxing movie,
right?
I'm there opening night.
I
love a boxing movie. But man, if you say, hey, come over, watch the fight,
it's too real.
I'm never doing that.
Yeah.
I used to do it back in the day, but I've gotten older. I don't know what it is. I just don't need to see these two guys knocking the shit out of each other. Mm-hmm. There's enough shit in the world.
Right.
Also, like, I think if you follow the sport, maybe you know the storylines a little bit. Like, there's obviously, like, in any sport, you're like, oh, well, this guy, he actually, like, went to a Division III college and then somehow made it all the way to the pros. And it's pretty exciting. Like, I'm sure there's storylines in boxing that would make you more interested in the outcome of it, but I don't follow that, so I don't know what the... Whereas with a movie, that's all it is. It's all just, hey, let's give you the story of someone's life, and then the boxing is just sort of the dramatic sort of linchpin of what they're, you know, going through.
Well, friend of the show, Fritz Nothnagel, has a podcast about boxing.
Oh.
He and Franco, who is in my fantasy baseball league as well. I've known Franco probably 25 years now as well, but they have a boxing... I think it's called Punchlines and Left Hooks or whatever the shit it's called. And I apologize, Fritz, for not knowing the exact title. But they know all that stuff. Like you said, they're into it. They like it.
Yeah, Ryan is also really into it.
Really?
Yeah, which is weird. It doesn't seem like his personality at all.
It does not. And it seems very much like Fritz's. I don't know if that's true. Fritz is a good guy.
The other you're talking about, like, the stories of the players and whatever. So I've watched American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
I like that particular one because it's interesting because there's different challenges and they're not the normal sports things. I cannot stand
the human interest.
The human interest portions.
Dude, can I jump on board? I think that's why we stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Great. And also, I'm going to be honest, it got a little redundant.
That's the thing. It wasn't poorly done. I think the issue is every single one of them basically seemed like the same thing. Like, so
A variation. Somebody died. Somebody overcame a leg injury.
It's like America's Got Talent. They're highlighting the ones that they think are going to tug on our heartstrings, so they root for them. It's okay to also show the person, in my opinion, mix it up a little bit. Show this person seems to be maybe one of the best in the history of this.
Yeah.
Here's them when they were four, and they're still doing it. Now they're finally here.
But I think the way it's produced in that particular show got to me. But even when I was a kid and we would watch the Olympics, you know, that's when they started doing some of the background stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to see the sport.
Hmm.
I don't, even though it would seem like you would want the story.
I like a good human interest thing if it's done well. Like, I feel like that is part of it. Maybe that's why you don't like sports.
Or people.
I mean, that's on the table.
I mean, all of these check boxes for you.
Human interest requires you to care about humans.
What about the commercials with Ray Romano and Sebastian hyping up the upcoming Olympics? Are you enjoying those as a guy that likes the Olympics? Because if your answer is yes, you're out of your mind.
I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen them either.
I like both those guys a lot, but
I saw one of them. Yeah, it's for the Winter Olympics, right? Because
They're hyping the Summer Olympics, with the joke being, but then the Winter Olympics are coming, and then it's people doing this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
yeah, but
winter is coming.
Or it's vice versa, where they're hyping the winter, and then summer's going to be in L.A. Whatever's happening.
These guys signed a 3-year contract to advertise the Olympics.
Because you're right. The Winter Olympics are this winter.
Yeah.
And then 2028 is the summer. So you're right. I misheard it. They're plugging winter, but also promoting get ready for L.A.
So when we have...
Assuming, by the way, the L.A. Olympics are going to actually happen.
Well, as I was going to say, so for the Summer Olympics, I guess... You know, when we're under martial law,
right?
It'll make everything safer. People will take Hummers back and forth to the different.
What country will come here? Why would you come here?
Yeah.
They should all boycott.
They may.
But the thing is, everybody went to Russia. you know, for the
recently?
The 80s, but I mean, like, okay. Whenever that was, 6 years or 8 years ago.
But that was before it got real bad, right?
I mean,
it was before the Ukraine.
They had already annexed part of Crimea.
Yeah, but for some reason, people were fine with that.
It shouldn't have been, but I don't know if
countries, they hate this. I mean, people hate Putin too, obviously. But
yeah. I mean, if there was something in Russia now, I nobody would go.
I agree with that.
Because I guess Crimea was like softer. It wasn't as aggressive, maybe.
Well, there wasn't a full on war,
and they didn't fight back as much as Ukraine has.
Yeah.
Ukraine was supposed to lose in a week.
Yeah.
Remember that? They've got a comedian in charge. He's going to be dead and they're going to lose in a week. And it's still going on.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I think the thing is, you know, because also the Russia hosted the World Cup in 2018. Mm. And I don't remember when the Olympic thing was, but it was... It's just money. It's all the IOC is corrupt. The FIFA is corrupt.
F1 for with the race cars.
Yeah. So like LIV Golf. These are all these like corrupt organizations that are just they're you can buy them, like they're available to the highest bidder. And so once that happens, it's just like there will be people who say no, thank you. And then there will be people who are just like, I don't know. Just this is what we do. We go to the, you know, like if you're talking about countries participating or spectators.
Now we go to this shit country.
Or athletes as well.
Yeah. It's just, you just get like, if you train your entire life to compete at something and it's like, oh, sorry, guess what? It's happening in Trump's America this time. You're like, well, I'm not going to take a stand and miss my only chance to ever do this
because
thing.
Because you may only get one or two shots at it.
Yeah. Now if the country decides like we did in 80, was it 80? 80 or 84?
No, wait. 84 was here.
84 was here.
So it was 80.
I think that's right.
Or was it the winter?
I don't know. No, it was definitely a summer Olympic.
Although, but back then they were the same. It was winter and summer in the same year.
Yes, they were. Then they split them up because we couldn't handle all of it at once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I believe make more money, I believe.
Mm-hmm. 1980.
80, yeah. Yeah. So we
Miracle on Ice!
So the government decided we're not going to let our athletes go. And I'm sure that was devastating for a lot of people.
I would imagine.
I could have won a medal, but
poor Eric Heiden.
Who's that?
Boy, that name I haven't thought of in a while.
Eric Hyde was a skater who then
speed skater
went on, yes, and then went on to be a professional cyclist.
He competed
in a bunch of bike races, and we would see him in bike races and go, oh, there's the Olympian, and it gave us a name to root for.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's the guy from the Olympics. We know nobody else of these 300 people on the bicycles. There he is.
The speed skater is the most futuristic looking athlete, though. Can we agree on
that?
Well,
what about the indoor cycling where you're like, basically,
Well, you got
the same kind of thing. You have the aerodynamic helmet.
That Star Wars looking thing coming at you.
But those guys are crazy because they're riding a bike on an angle, like they're on an incline the entire way around. Yeah,
there's one of those in is it in Torrance?
Maybe,
or is it in Inglewood? It's somewhere
a velodrome
where you could go there, like and watch. Like tomorrow, you can go and watch, or in the day, I believe.
Or not.
You can do it. Or not.
I want to say that from a physics perspective, actually, it being banked makes it easier.
Probably.
Because you
Let's
don't
see what the physics are of you putting your head in the fucking door jamb and Garen closing the door.
Oh, wow.
Let's see how those physics are, fucking science nerd.
We're going to talk wind resistance from the quickness of which I can close that door, which, to be honest, is not very quick.
Yeah, you know what? You got time.
I might be okay.
Yeah, I think you're okay.
All right.
By the time it hits you, you're going to be like, all right, now do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he's already done it.
It's in progress.
My son, by the way, on this topic, my son is not currently happy with his arms. He is
okay.
As he's, you know, becoming a man, he feels like he's like, Dad, I'm kind of, you know, he's filling out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But his arms are still not muscular. Is a nice way to put this.
Mm-hmm.
And so he chose the other day. His words, not mine, to give it a jump start. He did 90 curls.
Wow.
And that is way too many.
That's a lot of curls.
Yeah, what was the weight?
Well, he did, I think just 10 pounds.
Okay.
But
that's a lot. For 80, that's like, if you're doing like a 5 pound weight, you do that 25, 50 times, that's whatever. But it you feel it. But like 10 pound weight for 80 curls?
What you're supposed to 90 if I may.
Oh, 90.
What you're supposed to do is you do 12, take a break, do 12, take a break, do 12, take a break, or 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
Maybe you work up, or you keep it at 12, 12, 12 and work up, you improve, you increase the weights. He chose to just go 30, 30, 30.
Jeez.
And,
I mean, the fact that he could do it is a kind of a good sign, I guess.
Well, I think we all could do it one time because it's the first time you do it. Well, now he can't lift his arms because
that's the problem. You do it the right way and maybe you can still,
you're going to be sore, but you're supposed to be sore because you build the muscle up and then you break it down. You build it up, break it down. Yeah. He just went 90 curls and his arms are like, if you just even like, you go like that.
Jesus.
Yeah. So he is struggling today.
He needs some protein powder probably too, just to like give the,
how about the muscles a workout regimen, like a plan.
Well, that's, he has a plan. I'm using his words.
Yeah.
He wanted to give it a jump start.
Mm-hmm.
So he went in this way instead of going in with the plan.
Yeah.
Well, if the plan says this, if I give it a little jump start for the first week, maybe I'll build some muscle. You know, no.
These folks have figured it out. There's many people who all they've done is sports, and they know.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like when you're starting from zero, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you physically can't do it for a week, because then you want to get some momentum.
And that's what's happened.
Yeah. You need to like create a plan that is repeatable, and then you just do that for 3 months every day or every other day.
I mean, it's boring. You know, it goes back to the guitar playing. Yeah, it's boring.
It is.
But, you know, when you don't have a lot of muscle, even a little bit gives you muscle fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you will.
Especially when you're young and you're.
Yeah.
Like that's the best time to do it.
He'll see results.
I mean, I support his intention because as a grown man who has the same upper body physique as you've described. I wish I had done something different when I was his age.
When I was in high school, my friend Brian O'Shea would always say to me, you know, if you just did, you know, back then it was different. He's like, just do 12 curls a day. If you just did 12 curls a day, because of your, you know, your lack of muscle, you'll have muscle in no time. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I would put on an album and just lay on my bed and listen to the album. But I'm with you. I wish I would have listened to him.
Yeah.
Did you ever realize or think about the fact that you could have done those curls while you were listening to the album?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not how you listen to Chicago.
No, you're right about that.
That is how you listen to Five Finger Death Punch. By the way, there was one of those memes going on social media. It's like, name a band that if their name was real, you wouldn't want to see.
Uh-huh.
For example, Five Finger Death Punch. You wouldn't want to see them. And it was so I wanted, oh, what else is, what are some other answers? And you know, there's I can't think of any at the moment, but there were other ones. And then I'm gonna jump to that. Somebody posted, it sounds like some people don't understand the assignment, because in the middle of all of these are like, Kiss, they suck. The Police, never a fan. It's like, did you not,
wow,
you're not understanding, man, the premise. You know, the Bengals, you didn't. I don't like girl groups. You don't understand the premise of the meme, but you must weigh in.
Yeah.
Name another one. But the first one I thought of was Five Finger Death Punch.
Wild Stallions.
You wouldn't want to see Wild Stallions. You're afraid of them coming.
Well,
off the
I was just trying to think of a fictional band. I wasn't even going as far as he went. But no, I don't think I would want to see Wild Stallions. That doesn't evoke the kind of thing that I'm a fan of.
So it's just the name, not necessarily.
I think the premise is that you would get hurt.
Oh, so go to a concert, but is this a real or a fake?
A real band.
Oh, I totally misunderstood what you were saying. I thought, wait, is Five Finger Death Punch a real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're saying
what band?
What real band name?
Yes.
Okay. So I thought, first of all, I didn't know Five Finger Death Punch was a real band. I thought that was some fictional band.
Dude, they're fucking best.
Like in some movie that I didn't remember.
No, yeah, they're.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying like the name of it is something that if what the name describes actually was a thing.
Like, would you want to see Smashing Pumpkins? Mm. Is that something you'd want to see? Like,
yeah, it's Gallagher.
Yeah, who cares?
It's Gallagher. This is another word for Gallagher.
But again, the premise is
Great White.
What is it? Great White.
I mean, I'd love to see a Great White, but maybe not.
Not
that close.
Yeah.
But also, you see Great White playing a guitar. I mean, a shark playing bass.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen one play drums.
We see one dance on
Jabberjaw.
What nice Jabberjaw reference? What?
I'll say the Breeders.
Disappointing. We want to see that.
Well, I guess, yeah.
You know me. I watch people fuck. You know that.
I mean, I'm being a little glib here, but Killers.
You don't want to witness a murder.
I think that's almost the perfect answer.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to see the Killers.
Nope.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Kiss because they suck.
Yeah. Rush, never a fan. Again, you didn't understand. It was more clear than what I said. It was like, sure, you'd have to be an idiot not to understand this meme is my point.
I got to think of other band names that would be a terrible thing if you were. Huh.
Yeah, you'd get hurt. Lover Boy, who cares? No problem. Hmm. Glass Tiger, who doesn't want to see that? Nice.
I mean, I guess Iron Maiden.
I'll take a Glass Tiger and smash it on the floor.
Well, then you're going to hurt people with it.
Yeah, but the tiger can't hurt me.
I don't know. It's glass.
I'm saying I'm better. I smash it. It doesn't hurt me. I hurt it.
Okay, good. You win. You've beaten.
Suck it, Glass Tiger.
You've beaten the shelf piece.
What about Boys Don't Cry? I don't want to see that. That hurts emotionally.
I don't want to see that either. I'll tell you why. Never a fan.
Yeah. Is there a band called Coyote?
Oh, well, there's the movie, of course.
Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly.
Sure.
There's probably a band called Coyote or the Coyotes.
Sure. Los Lobos, then.
Los Lobos are dangerous.
Wait, what is the, oh, man. Isn't there a band with Coyote in it? Why can't I pull it?
There is a band called Coyote.
Is it Peter Coyote?
It's Peter Coyote, and it's just spoken word. And it's wonderful. What's the name? What was it? It's nothing to do with Coyote. There's a band that was in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. They were a hipster country type of band.
Oh,
what's their name, Garen? Two words.
Lone Justice.
Thank you very much. I know it was. It's so simple, and who cares? Doesn't even. But it would have driven me nuts for the rest of the day.
I have one of their albums on vinyl, and I don't know why.
Their first album, it's borders on very good, for me.
Okay.
Others, it's one of those. You know, that's the best album of the year, and it's like, listen to it, and it's fine, but. You know, meanwhile, my Jack Wagner was my favorite album of that year. So what the fuck am I talking about? You know, idiot. I don't know if that's true. By the way, I don't know what year the Jack Wagner. You know, hey, man, full disclosure, Jack Wagner never topped my fucking list. I like Jack Wagner, but he never. Please,
I cannot believe this is conversation.
You know what I'm going to see? You know what I want to see it live? Jack Wagner.
Yeah, that's dangerous. That'll hurt.
That's dangerous. He famously had diverticulitis.
Oh dear.
1984 is his album.
He had several albums, Garen.
His first album.
Thank you, Garen, for clarifying.
The only one with a Wikipedia page.
it was an EP first, and then they padded it a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And then 85 is when, I couldn't pull the title of his 85 album.
L-U-T-N.
Those are the initials of it, right? Mm-hmm. L-U-T-N, Listen to the Night, right? Light up the night. Light up the night.
Lighting.
We're lighting up the...
Up the night.
We're lighting up the night. Produced by, as he told us, the guy that produced Alanis Morissette. Glenn Ballard.
Oh, Glenn Ballard.
No, Russ Ballard.
No, Glenn Ballard. It is Glenn Ballard.
He's got an album called Don't Give Up Your Day Job.
Ironic.
I love that.
that's the album that's at Weatherman Says on it. It's not a bad album.
I don't know. I can't click on it. There's no information. There's zero information.
Let me be very clear, by the way. When I say they're good albums, I don't go, oh, Jimmy said, listen, I am not suggesting that in any way, shape, or form. I'm saying they are very much comfort listening when I listen to them.
You're saying listen at your own risk.
You may love it, and you may also wonder why you have ears.
There's got to be an album called Listen at Your Own Risk, though, right?
I would imagine.
Got to be.
Who would you say that is? Is that Public Image Limited sort of a thing? Kind of a punk band, maybe?
Maybe. It almost seems too cute for that. And isn't there a rap group do an album, or was it a comedian that did an album that like was the name of the warning on the that they put on it?
Oh,
I don't know.
Like,
might have been like that Ice-T's punk band.
Oh,
or hardcore. You know, like he.
This is a face of me learning about this just now.
Well, remember Ice-T got in a lot of trouble, and I think people, like casual observers, just thought, oh, it must have been one of his rap albums that people didn't like. Mm. But it was actually his metal band or hardcore band. They were the ones that did the song Cop Killer.
What was the name of the band? I can't pull it.
Yeah, something corpse, body bag, body corpse bag. Fuck.
Oh, what is it?
I'm mixing.
Who is it? Ice-T?
Ice-T's band.
It is Corpse. There's something about Corpse.
But it's not Cannibal Corpse. That's a different band. It's.
I would not go to that show.
Yeah, no. That's a bad smelling show, if nothing else.
Nothing else. Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to pull this.
I'm just worried somebody's going to get hungry at that show.
I don't care.
Damn it.
I'm happy with it. So
you, yeah, tell Irma.
Sure. Is it just body bag?
Your
body count. Body count.
Oh, okay. It is not corpse. Well, body count.
Yeah, body count.
Makes you think about corpses.
Absolutely. If you like iced tea, this band sucks. If you like heavy metal / hardcore punk, this band sucks. Like, there's nobody. This was for no one.
Right.
Like, nobody possibly could have enjoyed what they were doing. Because I know people who, you know, like that kind of music. It's not for me, but I know people like it. They're like, oh yeah, this is a terrible iteration of what they're doing. It was just a guy who likes loud guitars and screaming, but none of the witty lyricism of an Ice-T album. So where's that?
Is this like Michael Jordan playing baseball?
Kind of, yeah. Around the same time too, I believe.
If he heard this, would he come here and murder us?
No, he's a pretty chill guy, I think.
You think?
Ice-T is, oh, he's also like 67 or something.
I think he could still take anybody in this room.
Probably.
I wouldn't risk it.
Is that
he
the guy that
would take all of us in this room
at once?
Simultaneously? Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Was he the guy I was on Conan with? Or is that? Yeah, that was Ice-T.
Yeah, I think so.
He's 67.
And he was, wow, he's married to that woman.
Coco.
Coco. Yeah, that's who I followed.
Right.
And they told the story about how she has the thing.
The thing in her ass that he controls with the remote.
That he controls, yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That is more information than we needed.
Told that story on a television program. That's private.
But part of the, obviously, part of what's exciting to them about it is other people knowing.
Yeah. At any given moment, he can give her a little charge.
It was in her butt, right?
I believe it was in the other area.
Okay. In the pink, not the stink.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm just calling it like ice.
Yeah.
Calling it like you
like
see it.
Is, really. Like I see it. Yeah.
Calling it like ice tea, man.
That's right.
Did he do it on the show?
I believe they. You know what? It was the segment prior to mine, so I only got bits and pieces of it because, you know, it was conversation. Like, okay, you're going to be going out there, then we're going to bring you to this. Even though I'd done the show a bunch, we're going to bring you here, then you get there, then blah blah blah. So I was hearing all of that. While it was
right.
This was the TBS, not the
that is correct
show.
The TBS, yeah.
I wonder if they did it.
I'm going to say they did because Conan called it back during my segment, and luckily I had heard enough of it where I was able to then yes and what he
right,
said
right.
About how I'm getting buzzed like right now. I think that was what I said or whatever, whatever I said. By the way, I'll say this about Conan: that's a risky callback to a guest who some guests are not watching.
Yeah,
the previous segment.
Well, he knows the audience is in on it, so they don't.
Yeah, but you're risking your guest going, I don't know what that means, and then it's a stumbling block.
Right, yeah, that's true.
But he knew it was you, so maybe he was.
He knows it's a professional.
So even if you didn't hear it, you'd do something.
You're gonna play it with
right.
It.
And what I did is I said, hey, what do you think of that Cop Killer song? And I just ruined the entire day. But we wish him luck as we do all our hard rappers. Is that a good way to put it?
Sure. 6 in the morning, police at your door. That's what he said. Famously.
I get it. Hey, what do you think? I'm loving this story about how locally the gangs have all called a truce because they're what? All helping rescue people from ICE.
Oh, wow.
That's a bad way of putting it, but they're going, like, if ICE is coming to get somebody, the gangs are putting up, like, a wall around them to prevent that from happening.
Wow.
That's interesting.
So that is...
I hadn't heard that.
No, I hadn't heard that either.
That is what's happening.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Because...
Good for them.
Because,
I mean, well, I sort
good
of,
for them. Good for those group of killers.
I mean, what it says is, it would say to people, this is how potentially bad it is for some people.
Yeah.
That people who are violently against one another, who potentially would be looking to shoot one another, have decided, you know what, this is worse.
This is worse.
Yeah.
We need to...
We're going to pause our bullshit.
Yeah. I'll shoot you after we deal with this problem.
Yeah. And I mean, is it too much to hope that in doing so, they might not want to shoot each other as much after?
I don't see that happening, but I appreciate your optimism.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Donner the other night, when I saw him, he mentioned that I guess when they beat somebody up to initiate them into a gang, and he must be in like 30 gangs. That's a Matt Donner joke.
Nice.
And it is. That's a flawless joke.
Yeah.
I must be like in 30 gangs. He's a good comic, Matt Donner. Always like seeing Matt.
Yeah.
Matt had more moose in his hair than I've ever seen a human being have. It was his hair was moosed up.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Heavens.
All right, listen, let's do a taste test.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm hankering for a snack.
So, you brought something new in, you said, Elliot.
Yeah.
This is not from our friends at Galactic Snacks.
No, it is not. This is from the Irma and Elliot collection.
Okay.
The Val House?
It's right from the Vowel House. Now, I hope Darren's going to be okay with this. He hates Irma.
Do you guys prefer knowing or not knowing?
It's going to be not knowing.
It's going to be harder to do.
Well, you have to use your judgment whether it makes any sense or has any value to us not knowing or trying to not know.
I mean, in the past, the premise has been eat this and try to guess what the flavor is. But if that's not the premise, then we don't need to do that.
And with the velvet red velvet Chips Ahoy, there was like no way of hiding it. So it's just like we just ate them.
Yeah. I don't mind if you touch it and hand it to me if that's.
I guess that's part of it.
I'd like mine wrapped in a brown paper bag, and then I want to be blindfolded.
And yeah. I would like mine to be wrapped in cellophane.
And then I want you to put something in my ass and then electric shock me while I'm eating it.
I'll take care of that. Right.
Okay, we'll have to do that in the next episode, though, I think, because we don't think we have everything we need for all that.
Just give me a minute, because I have it all over here. I just haven't charged it.
Well, I have some extra batteries if you need them.
I do as well.
This charges from USB.
USB.
USB desk.
It's not like a watch where you shake it up.
No.
Okay. I will try to make it so that you can't see.
Go ahead. I was doing a bit to Garrett. Garrett.
All right.
So what's the premise you're handing us?
I'm going to open the bag.
We will try to guess?
I think so.
Is it a piece of fruit? What's happening?
Can you make more noise?
Air in there. There we go.
Oh, it's going to be a chip then.
So I'm going to, if I do it this way, I think you won't see anything. So go ahead.
All right. It does appear to be a chip.
Okay. Yeah, these are chips.
Oops. These are chips. Okay, don't look. We're told not to look. I grabbed one chip.
You probably won't be able to tell from the back of the bag.
Am I allowed to?
I'm going
to
take two chips.
Sure, take two chips. We're not on the chip.
I just want the one chip, I think.
All right.
I fear I will not care for this. Oh, are you playing any sort of music while I crunch on a potato chip, which is one would argue really louder than a cookie?
Someone from Hollywood released a baked good special edition. So here's our mission. We went to buy them so we could try them.
To me, it just tastes like a barbecue chip, but I know that's not. It can't just be that.
Like a very mild one.
What?
It isn't just barbecue. I agree with that. Do you get any other notes? If it's not barbecue, what might it be? I'm easing you in. This is not the most challenging. This is not the most challenging thing that I could offer you.
Here's what I've decided when it comes to these blind taste tests. Mm. Jimmy Pardo's dumb brain. My brain welcomes all sweets, and it'll figure out what it is. When it is a savory, my brain automatically goes to I don't like this before it likes it.
Yes, I noticed that. I agree with you.
With you as well, you mean?
No, I'm saying I've observed you, and you definitely do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like because at first I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. It tastes like barbecue. Who cares? Mm. But my brain doesn't.
It's interesting.
It wants to reject it.
Well, I think what we're learning in this journey that we're on together is that a lot of fast food or snack food, it leans heavily on the branding and the market. Like it's almost like the packaging sets you up for what it's going to be. And then when you take that away, it's almost like that was barely anything. It's just tastes like a very mild barbecue chip.
Is it some kind of like Thai barbecue? Or
I thought that too at first. Or like Indian, it may be like
Mongolian?
Like a tikka masala almost, but it's not strong enough.
That's the guy that directed Jojo Rabbit, right?
Taika Waititi tikka masala.
So it's none of those things, and it's interesting that you.
But there should be a tikka masala chip. You agree with that?
Oh yeah, that would be delicious. That'd be great. I don't know that there isn't one of those here. I don't remember exactly what we got.
Is tikka masala the thing that fought is he the mongoose or the cobra?
Karen, we're trying to have chips here.
That was a joke.
No Sarambo.
Poor Karen. Karen said the same joke we did, and then we shit on him. Karen, I apologize for the response.
No, it's all right. Fumbled through it.
He's filing it away. That's the thing with Garen now. It's like when that happens, you're just like, okay, well, I know who's going to get a large caliber bullet in their head first. It's going to be the guy that did that to me.
You predict. You make a joke, but of the four of us, he's the one that murders, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
With these arms, I'm not going to be able to hold a gun steady.
You can hold a gun steady.
All I can do is hope that Tyler is able to tackle him before he gets to us. Because that's, you know, Tyler would be the hero in that situation. He would see him coming and go, I got to stop this. Mm-hmm. And he could come from behind because he's got two doors to come from.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a good point.
But Garen likes it from behind. We know that. that's going to slow that down. We know he likes it in the corner.
We know about the corner.
Yeah, that's true.
Garen gives it from behind.
Garen don't talk like that.
Oh, boy.
What are you talking about? Your sex
Learning
life?
A lot today.
So none of you are right. Although when you say barbecue, I understand why you're saying that. And that part isn't wrong.
Is it tomato soup chip?
It's very close.
Hey,
to that.
I'll go along with tomato soup chip.
It's very close to that.
It's very close to. Is it like tomato basil soup?
I did wonder if it was like some kind of a ketchup thing because it's not very strong.
Yeah,
with
yeah,
the barbecue,
exactly.
I don't really like barbecue chips.
What other tomato is it? Is it like a tomato sauce?
You're. Almost.
Marinara. It's marinara.
Is it chicken parmesan?
I'm gonna say marinara is close enough.
Okay. All right, what do you got?
It says Italian red meat flavor.
Oh,
so basically,
God.
That says to me that's like like a bolognese kind of
meat. Why did they bring meat into it? That's so unnecessary.
So I think
I'm gonna say this. When my first bite, when I was nauseated, it was like this tastes like meat, and my brain argued it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, it can't taste like meat because it's a potato chip. But that was my initial. That's why I was like, oh, I don't like it. Because I wouldn't have tried if I saw that on a shelf and I was starving and it was the only chip available. I wouldn't eat it.
The title of it just throws you right off.
Can we see the package?
Sure.
I'm curious.
If they just like bolognese or something like that.
Oh, I don't want. You know,
I think they went too far. I think it just.
Yeah. See, I don't want to see that.
So wait, is it Korean or Japanese? What is that?
Well, I think it's a little bit of all of those. It might be Thai.
Okay.
There's talk of it being Thai.
But I don't.
It's an international chip.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Either way, there's a bowl of bolognese on there.
Oh, yeah. No. Which I thought. I thought that would be the easiest one because you're familiar with those flavors. It's not like.
Yeah, but we don't expect it.
You don't expect it.
Don't expect it on a chip, though.
It's also like all these things we've found. A pretty mild flavor. So I tasted the potato more than I tasted anything else. Like it tasted like a potato chip, and then there was a little seasoning to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And there was maybe a red pepper flake in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
I did not get any red pepper flake.
You want to try something else?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And then get the Post Malones ready because we're going to need a palate cleanser after this.
I do want to eat another one of those, though, later, now that I know what it is supposed to be, just to see if I can detect.
Tolerate it?
I didn't hate it. It wasn't good, but it wasn't.
I didn't dislike it either. I just.
It was to me. It was neutral.
Name. I don't like that name.
No,
I don't want to see meat.
It's a bad idea.
A
yeah, it's like. I mean, maybe that flies in the Far East, but we don't need that here.
No. Garen, is this a good time to say I don't care for your name? I know you were saying you don't like names. Is this a good time to bring up my thoughts on?
You know, I felt the same way for a long time, but then I realized it's original enough that it's a good.
I think it's great. I think it's a great name.
You know,
I said what I had to say for humor. Okay.
No, I know.
I think Garen's great.
I just decided to answer it very earnestly.
No, I like your answer.
It's also no rag backwards, which is kind of cool. No rag.
Is it? Yeah. Garen, yeah. No rag. Yeah.
No rag. Are we okay with spicy in this room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Let's go. Quit fucking around.
Yeah, I have to. I'm looking at these because now I have to sort of.
Taco.
I have to reorient what I think you guys are going to be okay with. And there's at least one in here. Because it's got egg involved, and I'm not going to have you taste because you won't like that.
By the way, I like the idea that we still in the middle of us having coverage of Garen's name and so on. He still managed to make those bags louder than they've ever been.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
Like, he's off to the side, but it still was like a guy doing, you know, my go-to joke, Foley work.
You'd think that people who complain about the chewing would also hate that noise, right?
Oh, these are ruffled.
I'm sure they do. these are ruffled?
These are ruffled.
Okay.
Oh, these smell salty.
I'm told these are spicy.
I mean spicy is what
this
I meant.
This time I'm going to take two, but I'm only going to eat one before I...
Yeah, that's smart.
All right, hit some music.
All right. Inside's creamy and the outside's black. They come together to make the perfect snack. Who'd have thought Post Malone had good cookies?
It's snack time and Garen sucks. All right. So what are you getting?
Well, it is. Yeah, there's a little spice to it.
It's not super spicy, although when it's in there for a while, it gets a little bit more. But
this feels more like a Thai flavor to me. Like
I think it is
some sort of a Thai food.
I'm almost positive it's Thai.
I'm getting a little soy sauce out of it.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, I'm getting a soy sauce out of it.
It's like a spicy pickle.
Yeah, he's thinking spicy pickle with like a side of soy, like a spicy soy pickle. Soy sauce pickle,
but it's not like peanutty, so it's not like a pad Thai. But what else?
Well, there's paprika in here.
OK. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I got that.
There's natural artificial flavors.
Mm-hmm. You want to reveal what
there
it
is? There is some soy.
Why are you acting like you don't know what it is? You're the one looking at it.
No, because I know what it says on here, but you're asking if soy's in there, and I
we found
know.
Soy.
There's some soybeans.
Does that make... I'm going to ask this. I know this in the right-wing world, this would make me the worst in the world. Am I a soy boy now because of this?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Owen Benjamin attacked me as being a soy boy?
I was trying to sneak it in there. You know,
you've been soy boyed.
You've been soy boyed.
Now you're, all right. You're one of them.
So the part that you recognize is hot chili.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. easy. The part that you don't recognize, and it is one of the ingredients on the ingredient list, this is not the artificial flavors making it happen. Squid.
Wow. What are you doing, man? Come on. Let's not fucking play games like that. You know that I can't eat squid.
Wait, what?
I can't have squid. I can't have seafood. I can't have seafood. And you're doing that? You're throwing squid chips at me?
You can't have seafood or you don't want seafood.
I
guess we'll find out in the next 5 minutes.
Well, I don't think squid on a chip here is...
Wait, are you allergic to seafood?
I'm on a seafood diet. You know that. First
and foremost. You see
seafood
it,
and you eat it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Where am I on seafood? I don't know the answer to that.
So,
I have my once a year fillet of fish.
Okay.
Which one could argue isn't fish.
So they dried out mm-hmm. a squid and then ground it up into yeah. a powder and mixed it with some paprika and some other stuff.
Yeah, put it on a chip.
Huh.
If you look at the picture, there's, you know.
Well, now I hate it. I didn't hate it before, but now I do.
You know, you got another chip you can try now that you know it's
I know, good. Now that I know. Wait, let me see the
is there a squid on there?
Yeah. These little guys.
Oh, I see little squids.
I know. Yeah.
Little really. Squid chip. Garen, your thoughts on the squid chip?
I don't get squid because I like squid.
You do like you're a fan of squid.
Yeah, calamaris.
When you squid. go to Red Lobster, you get the squid.
I get calamari if they have it.
That's squid.
Yeah,
that's fried squid.
Yeah.
That's
anyway, good. Now that I'm tasting it again, you say that I do. Yeah, there is a bit of a fishy.
There's a brininess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Brian Adams.
Everything he does.
What is this?
Does it for you?
All right. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah.
All right, I think...
Is it going to be another surprise like that? Don't do that to me again.
This is going
to
fall in between the two, I think. That
this one
had.
Is banana and horsehair. Are you allergic?
Banana, horsehair, egg.
All right. A lot of protein.
And kiwi.
Actually,
let me
just double
check. Is this the egg thing?
No, it's not.
I can't have that.
That'd be fun to test.
It's got natural identical flavor, whatever that is.
Identical?
Where did you get all this?
From various when we went to the various Thai grocery stores that one day when I told that story that's when we found these.
You did that.
Yeah,
I was in your neck of the woods the other day. By the way, I was at the upstairs Ross.
Mm, okay.
You probably just walk there, right? Or you ever park on the upper deck there?
I have parked on the upper deck.
Here's what I'm going to say about that upper deck.
Yes,
this can't be more local knowledge.
Okay.
The air can be as still as ever. That's a good sentence.
Sure.
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You park on that upper deck, somehow it's a windstorm up there.
Oh, wow. All right.
I don't know what it is, but up there, you get out of your car, things are blowing all over the place. Mm-hmm. But down low, you wouldn't even know there's, like, if you look at a tree, not a single leaf is moving.
But now,
yet up there.
I thought you were gonna mention the, like, 700 Tesla chargers up there.
There are a lot of Tesla chargers up there.
They've taken over that whole upper deck.
Yeah. I went there. Yeah, I ended up getting some batteries.
At the Ross.
Yeah, that's what I got. We needed some.
For my anal plug?
It is a AAA, so it will be for that.
Okay. Oh, very good.
We needed some AAAs.
Mm-hmm.
And just coincidentally, I was looking right there. They had them. That is not why I went there, but I saw the batteries. I called Oliver. The true story, I called Oliver. Oliver, very quickly now, go see what batteries we're out of. And I woke him up to do that. So he appreciated that at... Wow. 9:10 in the morning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lovely. But by the way, so on the opposite side of the Ross, that's where the Waymo nest is.
Ah. And what did you text me the other day that you got at Sprouts?
Oh.
You tried some vanilla thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I tried it was a vanilla dessert thing. And I know how much you like vanilla.
I do like vanilla.
And this was the most vanilla-y vanilla thing that I have had in recent
times. And
you
got it at Sprouts?
Yeah.
I owe your text an apology. I got it. It came in. I don't know where I was, but I was like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, I feel that.
And then I just then forgot all about it. But now that I know it's vanilla, and you know I love vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of vanilla. Delicious.
Sure. Got any vanilla chips over there?
No.
Damn it.
What about vanilla wafers? I like those.
I didn't know. I mean, I do have one other brand of cookie if you want to switch gears, and it will not offend you.
You've already opened up the chip bag, though.
Not this third one.
I do need it. I feel like I need a sweet. The savory has.
I would like the shifting of gears here.
Unless you think this third savory thing is going to.
I thought I could predict what you guys would enjoy, and that bombed. So
you thought we would enjoy one of those two things?
The beef. I thought the beef one would go over okay.
No.
Because there's. Have you had the ketchup potato chips?
I hate it.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I like ketchup, but I don't like a lot of ketchup. Nice. And the ketchup chip to me is just nothing but a lot of ketchup.
It's a famously adventurous group of eaters in this room.
I know. So. Why are we doing this?
That's fair.
It's one thing when it's just all sugar, but like.
Well, I mean. I mean, to Garrett's point, I just talked about how I don't like a lot of ketchup.
Yeah.
Can you get more 6-year-old than that?
Yeah. And just make sure it's separated on the plate.
From what? What am I separating the ketchup from?
For everything else.
Thank you.
Like how kids always like, I need to have.
Yeah.
That's
little compartments.
Yeah. Charlie still, he will eat the least desirable thing on the plate first and then work his way towards the thing he wants the most. Yeah.
I will do that. Like if we go to a, there's a. Mediterranean place near our house that like you get a kebab and some pieces of the chicken are a little more crispy and grilled than the others.
Yeah.
And so if I see one that looks crispy and grilled, it's like, well, I'm closing with that guy.
Save the best for
that's
last.
That's my last guy.
And, Vanessa and Williams stuff.
That's the least looking one. It's all going to be good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start here and I know that baby. And then that's always when somebody goes, hey, can I get a bite? You're like, oh, motherfucker, no, you cannot.
That's the special
Clearly,
one.
I'm saving that one.
I'm saving it.
I'll save it on my
birds. The way I'm doing it.
All right, so this is also, this is a cookie, a sweet cookie taste test.
Oop, yeah. I guess I got two. All right. That was weird.
All right, I'm just going to grab one because Garen doubled up.
And Garen sucks.
I don't know what my logic is on that. This looks like a not a double stuff, but a stuff and a half.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe it's a double stuff these days.
This looks like a different brand, not
it
Oreo.
It is a different brand.
All right, so.
Music!
Music.
Oh, oh, oh. Oreo, taste it and you'll remember. Oreo, expired last September. Oreo, which flavor will they taste today? Garen sucks.
That's a lot of cooking.
Someone from Hollywood released a baked good.
Remember when Mike Henry said, I'm going to give you guys a song that you'll probably only use once? I'm sure a lot of people probably wish that were the case. Others love it. My first take on that, thank you, Mike Henry, for the great song. Thank you to everybody that writes all these great songs.
Yeah.
That, to me, just tasted like generic Oreo.
Yeah.
Like was I looking for a flavor?
You were not looking for a flavor.
I was trying to detect whether the cream had some other, and I couldn't. It just seems like it's an Oreo competitor.
You are correct.
Is that the Hydrox? Is that that famous Hydrox?
No, I tried to find that. Could not.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're out there anymore. They may be dead. I can tell you this is made with organic flour and organic sugar. If that gives you a clue. 100% profits to help kids. Oh, no high fructose corn syrup.
Is this like the Whole Foods Oreo?
It's not Whole Foods.
Or 360.
Sprouts? It's not a store brand.
Okay.
Is it Amy's?
It's not Amy's. It's not JoJo's.
Something you make in your own building?
No, I haven't. If you had looked at the cookie, you actually could have figured out what it was.
I saw that there was something out, but I couldn't read it.
I couldn't make it.
I didn't want to put my glasses on.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because it's not worth it for this.
Karen, you...
Mao Man?
You're so close.
Mao.
It's not M.
Oh, Newman. Oh, are these Paul Newman Oreos?
They're Paul Newman Oreos.
Ah.
Numinos.
You know what?
He's dead.
Yeah. I could taste the handsomeness every bite.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. The circumference of the cream was less than a standard Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
Therefore, there was more cookie-only edge to it. But the thickness kind of balanced that out, I would say.
I still think the cookie overwhelmed the cream.
Agreed. Okay. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Which to me, that's a win. You guys, it's not. Which is just a difference of taste.
Well, Elise pointed out the other day, and I don't know, we're not going to do anything about this, but she made the point that we've been doing all these Oreo taste tests, but Oreos really are sort of designed to be eaten with milk. Like the advertising in the old days was always you dunk it in milk and then eat it. I think that's the chocolatiness of it to me is like demands some liquid or some balance. It's like, unless you have one of those crazy ones that are like triple stuff.
And I will say this, I would never do that.
Yeah, no, I know. But
so
I,
even as a child, that is not my bag.
Yeah, but I recognize that. And I know a lot of people don't like milk or whatever, but
even if you don't dunk it,
yeah,
you still, I mean, as a kid, I never dunked a single cookie, but I would have cookies and milk.
Right. You eat the cookie and then you drink the milk.
You know who loves it? Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Loves milk and cookies. You leave it out for him, and he likes it so much, Garen, he eats it at every house.
That's a lot of cookies.
Because not once. Like, think about when you were a kid. You never came down and it was still there with a note saying from Santa going, thanks, but I was full.
Nope.
No, he ate them.
Yeah.
Yep. He ate them.
Yep.
And he drank the milk. And then he left the gifts by the tree. And what did you do? You pissed off. You whined at your mom. You didn't get what you wanted. Mm-hmm. That was your thanks to Santa Claus.
Me personally?
Yes, Garen. Your mother's asked me to finally bring this up. Hey, you get a chance. You tell Garen about that time that I pretended to eat those cookies to make him happy as a child, and he ruined it.
You know what this sounds like
pretended?
To me? Pretended?
But I guess your mom ate him. She pretended to be Santa Claus and ate the.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you just.
What?
Oh. Never mind. Talk to your mom about this. Talk to your mom. Talk to your mom.
I was going to go a different direction that maybe Jimmy has just revealed to us. That he is Santa Claus.
He's Santa Claus. He's
well, the one I do eating. Bring the gift of comedy on a weekly basis.
But we know it's not you because you wouldn't drink the milk.
That's true.
I also wouldn't.
You would just pour it on the floor.
Wouldn't go down chimneys.
You're also allergic to reindeer.
Right? Gotta assume I am.
And that shoulder.
Oh, man.
That ain't gonna be a that ain't gonna fly. Disaster.
Nope.
My shoulder today, by the way, is the worst it's been in. I need to get an injection, and with the 4th of July holiday coming up, I will not be able to get it until after the 4th of July. Mm. So that's like 3 weeks away, and it is just awful. It's like there's an impingement.
Yuck.
And so like, right, you ready?
Yeah.
Pain.
Oh, wow. That's
pain.
Annoying.
Right there. Just right there. Pain.
Two degrees of movement.
Fuck, it's
just
warm.
Doing it.
Is it a timing thing, or is it just you can't get into them?
It is.
You need a new timing belt?
It's because it's the holiday. They're not the. Like, this is the 2 weeks they're off.
Oh, they're off for two. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So I don't have a choice in the matter. Like, yeah. And then I could go to somebody else, like a different hospital, this is at UCLA. Mm-hmm. But this has been my guy for 10 years.
Yeah.
I could go to USC and get it done, but then you got files in different places, and then. That guy doesn't know, can I give you this? Because you just had this, like...
I guess you don't really want it, then.
No, I want it. I just don't want to fuck things up. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, one guy doesn't know what the other guy's doing, and I'm in the hospital because my blood sugar is too high or whatever the shit happens.
I don't know if you want to hear this, but I've heard that one thing that helps a sore shoulder is bolognese chips.
It can't be. And even, you know what? If it was, I'll suffer.
Wow. That you dislike it that much.
I thought you were going to suggest that I hit the pitch, that I get back in. I hit the soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see somebody slow. Jesus Christ. Couldn't imagine. Gary, by the way, Matt Donaher, he's playing soccer. Did he tell you he's playing soccer?
No.
Yeah, he's playing soccer now, and he learned that I fucked up the joke. He's not very good. He learned you can't. You're not allowed to dribble in soccer. That the premise. You can't use both hands in soccer.
Oh, so you think? Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll put the pieces together later. Don't worry.
I think it's gonna be a basketball joke.
We'll edit that,
joke.
Right, Matt?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, we got to remember to do that. Did you make a note, Garen, to that spoiler?
No. But I can.
Please do.
Shit.
It will be. It will help us.
It's. You know what? I do have a note here.
Just put it in the email. So
yeah.
Yeah. I'll put it in the email.
Thank you.
Or don't.
I don't want that. People spoiled for people. It's a fun show.
The Four Seasons.
Yeah, they should.
Is it a fun show?
Well,
not so sure. It's a fun.
Fun's not the right word, but it's funny.
We watched it and had some enjoyment from watching the whole thing.
Yeah, at the end of the day,
it's sad.
Three marriages that are this fucking disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make us feel as uncomfortable as the studio, which I know you all stand behind. It doesn't make you feel uncomfortable at all.
No.
Oh, no.
I hear what you're saying.
100% okay.
Nobody's fighting you on that.
Okay.
It is.
That's different. That's more the cringe of.
We just saw the one with the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
That one is.
That was hard to watch.
That's the most painful one.
And I won't say what it was, but like I had a small scale version of that where I was Seth Rogen's character.
Oh no!
Where I had helped with a video web series,
yeah,
and I had provided some equipment and did a couple things, and then when they had the event, I didn't get to sit where the people who were the stars and wrote it and everything was. And I also didn't get to be in the credits. And I was like, so it viscerally hit me a little bit just because on this very small scale, I had a similar experience. And I was like, oh no, don't do it. I'm glad he did something different than what I thought he was going to do. But yeah.
Yeah. It was, uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
I mean, hearing your story.
Sure.
Come on. We all saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I meant to bring this up with Justin because Justin did that the Seth Rogen charity show, and I meant to ask him off the air how it went because Seth Rogen called Bruce for me to do it one year and asked would Jimmy be willing to do it, which was very flattering. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't do it that year because somebody else, like he got back to Bruce and said, oh, my fault. They've already got so-and-so and so-and-so to do the comedy because they have – you know, like Amy Mann would do it. They, you know, almost like Parcastathon. They would have, you know, or they would have Justin do magic. Amy Mann would do a song, comedian. And then I think they would do some sketch.
Yeah.
Like Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd and some other folks would do sketch to close it out. And it was at the Palladium, I think. Right. The Palladium is the one that we saw Kesha.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was there. And so then he called back and said, I don't need Jimmy. They've already booked so-and-so and so-and-so, but I'm going to get back to him for next year. And then he called the next year to say, and this is Bruce doing a bad, hey, Seth Rogen just called, I couldn't do that to Jimmy. So apparently it went fucking horribly.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. And this is, they had been doing it for years. But I think the premise is the funny non-famous people don't get any response.
If you're
famous, they love you.
Right. No matter what you do.
But if you're just...
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, oh, we got Jimmy Pardo. Nobody gives a, like, famous people, they're just not going to listen. Mm-hmm. We don't know that name. He can't be funny.
Mm. I mean,
I didn't do it. And here's the truth. When Bruce called me the first time to say, hey, Seth Rogen wants you to do this, and I looked online at, like, some clips, I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this, but I'm so flattered that Seth Rogen thought of me that I should say yes because, hey, how cool would that be to be, like, hanging out there? Mm-hmm. But it looks like it will be... And also, you don't get paid. It's for charity.
Right.
I mean, those... So, Parcastathon aside, those kind of gigs are like the worst corporate gigs. My experience is not like yours, but I had a band, and we did a couple of charity events where we played music, and it was not a good idea. The people are there for the charity.
Right.
And so, unless you are intrinsic to it or provide some kind of like, oh, we recognize those people, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can do comedy that's thematic to the charity event. You know what I mean? It's like, here's my Alzheimer's junk. Right.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, heavens. Oh, Bolognese. Yeah. We just told Oliver, in fact, the story about when Walter asked me to do at a sci-fi convention. And it was all, you know, famous sci-fi actors. Mm. And then also, I'm blanking again. Who walked on the moon?
Snake oil.
Neil Armstrong?
Buzz Aldrin? Buzz Aldrin was there. Mm-hmm. And then other, you know, like that. It was all. And then, so there's music. And then now comedian Jimmy Pardo. And it was I talked about it on the show. It was a bomb of bombs. It was it was fucking horrible. Mm-hmm. And then I went, I went and hid in the room where they stacked the chairs. Until... it was time to leave and Danielle and I could sneak out of there. It was horrible. Yeah. And that's the point. Like if they don't know who you are or they're not expecting you, or to Matt's point, you're not doing the theme. Like if I would have gone up and done nothing but like if I was Matt Weinhold doing nothing but Star Trek or sci-fi jokes, but I wasn't.
Right.
I was hired to just do comedy. It was horrible.
So this is reminding me of when I had to book a comedian when I worked for Broadcom. So I was the one person in the office who had any connection to any kind of comedy. And they said, hey, do you know any stand-up comedians? And so I asked around, and a woman was recommended to me. And I go and see her stand-up. And I went to the show. And the guy who went before her did a bunch of technology-related jokes.
Would have been perfect.
The guy who was my boss didn't see him. Came and saw her because he came at the time that she was supposed to be up. He liked her. We used her. She's a good comedian. I made the mistake of saying to her, I'm really glad that my boss didn't see the guy before you, because he did a bunch of technology jokes and they would have picked him over you. And she did not take that well.
Yeah, I don't know who would have taken that well. Hey, the other guy would have been better for this than you.
Yes, I understand that. But in retrospect, although I presented it wrong, my instinct was correct that just generic comedy wouldn't. I mean, like when she did her set, they did a thing where they made it seem like she was the daughter of some investor who was investing in the company. And then she pretended like everybody was going to get fired.
Fucking works.
What?
No. She pretended like she was going to take the job of my boss and he wasn't in on it. And so you look at him like, because even when she came to the office, she was like introduced as not her name.
What the fuck are we doing?
The guy who ran Broadcom
telling
was
this story.
Oh goodness gracious! The guy who ran the company is, I think, psychotic. I'm pretty sure. I'm happy to say it. Henry Nicholas. We called him Nick. He's a guy. He climbed up a tree after UCLA won a football game. His wife was an engineer, and he cheated on her with this is knowledge on the internet. Cheated on her with a stripper who looked kind of like her. Like, he's a weird guy. So it was his idea to do this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's psychotic, like to that kind of a prank, because my boss was sweating.
I will tell you this. I did that for Pontiac once. I was hired to be the guy 8 o'clock in the morning to come in and give the speech in that we are replacing some people. And won't that be funny when you reveal it? And then you'll just do your act. And it wasn't fun.
Great
the whole thing was like, they're all like, what the fuck? Because they don't know.
They don't know.
Why would they? And so nobody's laughing. We got one guy in the corner laughing. It was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else is looking confused. And then you give the I'm just kidding. I'm a comedian. They hired me. I'm working over at the Comedy Den, but they wanted me to come and do a couple minutes.
And then you have none of them now.
They hate you.
Right. And they're not going to listen to a single joke you tell.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And I didn't know that that's what they were going to do when I went to find the comedian.
Right.
If I had known that, I think I would have had the sensibility to go, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
But then once they kind of committed and she was, you know, getting paid and whatever, I was like, okay. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear who the comedian was off the air.
Okay.
But I have a feeling I know the guy. I think I know the guy's name.
Henry Nicholas?
No, Don McMillan was probably the guy who did all the tech material.
Oh, wow. This would have been 96, 97.
Don has made a career out of being like the guy doing all tech jokes.
Like the Dilbert of stand-up?
Yeah.
No, interesting. That I couldn't tell you. I don't remember who that was. I have to think a little bit to remember. That was one of the reasons why I didn't say her name, because I couldn't remember it. But I can figure it out.
All right.
I don't know if she still does stand-up.
Oh, we lost her?
From stand-up.
From the craft, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Matt's got to move. I don't know. What are you going to pick up, Charlie? Is that the premise? Mm-hmm. From this soccer class? And who knows what traffic is going to be like?
I'm curious to see.
Oh, shit. I've got to go south on the 405, which we learned from earlier is a disaster.
Well, it should be fixed by now. Because I listened. I don't know if you listened to the news radio.
I was here.
Oh, you already? Okay. So there was the main thing that was happening was there was some kind of procession for some kind of police chief of some sort, not the main police chief, but like some other person. So they closed off a bunch of the South 405 and then a bunch of the 10 East for this procession that was going to happen earlier. But then apparently somehow there was an accident like right near where they had started closing off the freeway. And on our direction, a lot of looky-loos. I got off the freeway. I probably could have stayed on there and might have gotten here at the same time or even maybe earlier. But like everything was stopped. And I thought, oh, there's some kind of huge accident. We're not going to get past that. They're going to stop us or whatever. But then going the other direction, everybody's fucked. Because if you're trying to go south, then you have to all the things that Matt experienced.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it's back open.
All right. Thank you, Garen, for that live traffic update. Traffic on the fours. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for supporting the program. That was your June bonus. And I'm going to tell you something. I think we delivered 67 solid bonus minutes of comedy, right? Bolognese chips.
We told you what foreign chips to not eat.
And I didn't dislike the Paul Newman. I want to say that. I did not dislike it. While the chocolate overwhelmed the cream, I did not dislike it.
It was an Oreo. It was very similar to an Oreo.
Yeah.
Did its job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The cream was a little like softer, I would say.
Softer cream. And was there maybe a little bit of a lemoniness?
I thought maybe. I
got no lemon.
Although we just had those other chips, so it's hard to know what came from there.
I also just had a lemon Oreo.
Oh, you did. But I didn't.
In the break, I did.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So I wasn't going to taste any subtle lemon in this when hit in the face with a lemon from the Lemon Joe Kid. That's a reference for Chicago area only. Hey, we're done. On behalf of the Pop Culture Bees, looking over there. There he is. There's Gang Cockerman on Video Village. That's the snack buyer, Elliot Hochberg. I'm Matt Bell. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.